WTI crude up 58% year to date, but now it's off 10% from those October highs. We've got rumblings about a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to attack those high gas prices. And for all of this, we're going to bring in Bob Iacino, the stock think tank co-portfolio manager. And Bob, we're seeing some pretty heavy action in crude heading for the worst week in over a year. But there are two factors I see here. So we got the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and maybe some other countries are going to join, like China got some rumblings on that yesterday. But now we've got this inflection up in COVID cases, and we're worried about the demand picture. So help paint us a picture here of the oil market.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. I think what you're looking at is the most productive use of the call between President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping, which I assume the conversation about the SPR came up, because after that call, we heard rumblings out of China that they would release from their SPR as well. And that's a much more effective tool. I remember years back, the Bank of Japan used to intervene in the FX market, and markets would just wait until they were done intervening and then take the yen in the direction of strength again. And I suspect that that's what would happen with crude oil if demand were going to remain at the levels that it's been. And remember, a big spike in demand that we saw during the month of October, when crude oil was really running, was from jet fuel. And you mentioned the COVID cases and the lockdowns in Austria, possibly coming in Germany, possibly coming in other areas of Europe. That's just speculation, is going to reduce that demand for jet fuel. So we've got these typical situations where one of the things I like about trading crude, and it's probably the thing I trade the second most after individual stocks, is that it is a pure supply and demand market, and that's all you're really trying to manage. What's going on with the amount of crude oil on the market versus the amount that is in demand? We're seeing both fall off. We're seeing the level of barrels of crude fall off a little bit, but the potential demand fall off quite a bit more, at least the perception of that demand is.
So, Bob, it sounds like you're saying there's a bit of a shakedown that's happening right now. I'm thinking back to a month or two ago when we had analysts on who said they saw oil going to $100 a barrel. Is that threat still there, even if we see this cooperation between the U.S. and China and then now these fears of a resurgence reemerging?
It is still there. The reason I say that is because if you were to ask me to put on a long-term position for crude oil, it would be higher. There's still pressure on the production mechanism, not just in the U.S., but in other countries as well. Not necessarily in OPEC, but they apply it themselves, where they basically said they were going to produce an amount in October, and the actual physical production was less than they promised they were going to produce. At least when you look at shipping, that's what it looks like. So if you just take the SPR in the U.S., which I can't rely on any of the data out of the People's Republic of China, we have about 606 million barrels. If you take what we produce minus what we consume and do that simple back of the envelope math, you're talking of about less than 3 months of supply in the SPR. Now, not that it would ever come to that, but the SPR is very much a band-aid, and it's a tiny, tiny little band-aid. So if you see COVID cases resurging across the globe, which the winter would make sense that it would, since more people will be spending time indoors, it's a more manageable situation. But coming into the spring, the summer driving season, if OPEC doesn't produce and U.S. producers are not able to produce, whether because of the EPA regulations or they just are more disciplined in terms of capital expenditures, then you're going to see that rally happening again. Crude oil characteristically moves in these supply and demand channels where people kind of understand the balance, and then we go in one direction or the other when that balance is upset. Right now, the upset of the balance is to the downside in crude oil.
And Bob, we might have some more supply coming on years and years ahead. I want to switch gears to this other story, which is that the Biden administration is auctioning off oil lands, leases again. And this was coming only days after he came from the climate summit. But I think there are some nuances to this story. There was a court case, and there was an order from a judge that lifted a temporary some kind of restriction that Biden put on earlier in the year. And the Biden administration probably doesn't want to flout that decision by the judge. But nevertheless, we had an area twice the size of Florida that was auctioned off. ExxonMobil put bids on 1.7 million acres. And it looks like all this federal leasing is still going ahead. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, it's a two-part thing, Jared. You can get those leases. Actually, those leases are relatively cheap, and the oil companies will always bid on them. Do they actually put the capital down to drill on them is the next question. Look at it like the comparison between building permits and housing starts, which we got this week. Building permits were up, but housing starts were down. It's a very similar dynamic with oil leases. They will take the leases, and then it's a matter of whether they drill on them or not. Remember, during the Obama administration, oil companies were complaining about the pressure from the administration not to drill. And President Obama would say, look, we put out all the leases. They're just not drilling on them. Whatever those reasons are that they don't, that's really the step that we have to worry about. Now, Goldman Sachs has predicted an increase in U.S. oil production next year. I suspect this fall in prices, if it isn't just a new range being developed, say between, I think we're going to go down at least another 50 cents to a dollar here. So let's call the new potential range between 74 and 80. If it sits in that range, they'll probably drill. If demand continues to fall off, if COVID cases continue to spike, if there's new lockdowns, demand drops more, they'll take those leases, but they won't expend the capital to drill in them.
Bob, I'm finally curious to get your thoughts on the president calling for an FTC investigation into potential price gouging from oil and gas companies. I know we've discussed this before, but are we seeing anything that suggests that? How much of this is really just about a bit of damage control at a time when a lot of consumers are feeling the pinch in their wallets?
So I speak to a lot of oil producers. I don't speak to any refiners except one. Whether it's anecdotal or whether it's evidentiary, I definitely see gas prices rising faster than they fall. I mean, you could just tell this is anecdotal. I see it all the time. You still see people complaining about the price at the pump right now. And we've got, what, a week and a half of down moves in crude oil. When you see crude oil move down $10 a barrel, that's about a quarter at the pump. And I just, again, anecdotally, I never see that move lower as quick as I see it go higher. So I would welcome this investigation. I would be surprised if anything came of it.
Bob, always good to get your take. Bob Iacino, he's co-portfolio manager at the Stock Think Tank.